Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Friday night, 4/9/2021. It's a live show. And here we are sitting in a world where there's nothing on the U.S. television, nothing on any of the networks, even the so-called box, you know, nothing on any of it at all about the Ukraine or about Taiwan or the war that's about ready to go down. Now, interesting scenario that's being reported from all over is that we're getting all kind of, for the last week or so, there's been artillery barrages in the Ukraine, but back and forth, mortars, small arms fire, all the kind of stuff. The U.S. Has flown B-1B Lancer nuclear bombers in there. I remember when B-1 Bob Dornan made sure that we had those. I remember seeing them land one time, come in for landing at McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita back about 89. Incredibly impressive and extremely effective and have been used a lot. Why? Because they are at the peak of hardening during the Cold War. They peak hardening and they don't have the stealth aspect. They can take a huge payload. But they also are hardened against all of the stuff, and they're also not as digital and have the chips in them that are of the old Chinese chips now that are seem to be able to be taken out by the Russian EMP or the Chinese frequency weapons gotten from the Russians. And also, just so you know, the original Russian weapon was developed jointly after the Iranians came up with some things, okay? But let me just tell you a couple different items that I'm looking at tonight, because we got wars, rumors of wars, right? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. And that includes volcanoes going up in St. Vincent, in the Grenadines, you see. And how, let me ask the question here. We're transitioning over to solar energy. How is that going to jive and generate electricity when Bill Gates wants to darken the sun? See how they're bringing out the chemtrails that they've done all these years, okay? Now they're bringing them back. I saw them again just the other night, okay? And I had not seen them before in a long time, all right? So they're talking about darkening the sun. But you see, with all the volcanoes popping or getting ready to pop, Mount Etna is getting ready to go. There's all kind of smoke coming out of it, but not the big eruption as yet. We've had some stuff in Iceland popping, other things all over the world. So if you throw enough dirt up, and in St. Vincent, it's throwing it up 4.97 miles, 5 miles, let's just call it 5 miles into the air. You throw up enough dirt, and that blackens the sun and gives you a nuclear winter in and of itself, in a sense. And the crops start to fail and all the things. So this is why Old Hawk tells you to buy cans of food or long-term storage food or to can your own. Lady J is reporting that some jars are showing up online, and that also some in Kroger stores and different places in the Blue Ridge, but not many. Not many at all. I guess maybe online Ace Hardware. So now I'm going to tell you that allegedly today or last night, from deep background sources, that the U.S. has taken the highly respected and highly high-tech laser targeting systems to the Ukraine to use them in the battlefield. I mean, the big Megillah laser targeting systems that the U.S. has. They arrived by the C-130, allegedly. Now, we also have been understood that, I guess, Erdogan has approved U.S. ships to go through the Bosphorus to go on up to the Black Sea. And I guess if they get up there, that Putin is already crying about basically about the treaty and stuff, that these are warships coming in. But, you know, the last time we had the warships up in there, the USS Donald Cook, one of the Sukhois or MiGs flew over, flashed some kind of a frequency weapon and turned up and dead ducked the USS Donald Cook in the Black Sea. It only had emergency lighting and, basic, emergency, you know, like water and electricity just for emergency. And then they had to fix it all up and fix it to sail out of the Black Sea. I reported on all of that, but I'll tell you, that's been a few years back. We had the McCain go through the Straits of Taiwan. The McCain was taken out, if you recall, an Aegis destroyer, you know. And it was dead ducked, as you recall. And what was it, the Sea of Japan or somewhere over there? Now, I guess they refixed up some of the Aegis, but I would not be a bit surprised if the Russians or the Red Chinese weren't involved somehow or another watching what was being done to upgrade them. And meanwhile, Joe Biden, either being blackmailed into it with all the information about him and his son, or just in agreement because him and his son made a boatload of cash allegedly off the Ukraine. And then, of course, a boatload of cash off of Red China. So Red China wants Joe Beijing, Red China Joe, don't you know? His son took $1.45 billion. Oh, but he doesn't remember if he's even got a laptop. And, of course, who's the big guy? Ridiculous. Ukraine and China bought Red China Joe, apparently, through Hunter Beijing, okay? And now he's lapping it all up, yucking it up on TV. Meanwhile, we're still waiting for Bull Durham to come forth with his information about the Trump stuff, right? You talk about a bunch of lies and bullshit. Don't ever believe anything that the FBI, Department of Justice, the CIA, or any of them ever tell you ever again. And if you cooperate with them, you're foolish. Don't give them a thing. You tell them, hey, get the warrant. I got the Fifth Amendment. Forget it. I ain't talking to you. Get off my porch. You got a warrant? No. Then get off my porch. Get off my property. Because they're going to come for you. So while all of this is going on, and you got the alleged hybrid Austin, all right? And he's pushing the whole thing at the same time. They're developing AI questionnaires for everybody. All the white people in the military. All the white people in the military. They don't care if there's racism of black or Hispanic on the Caucasian or Asian on, you know, whatever. They don't even care if there's any black or Hispanic racism versus the Asian. But you see, it's going to be on the white people to get rid of them and to prevent them from joining up. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Maybe you ought to just quit it. And then you take up your own arms, develop your own small band of the hand, okay? And protect your neighborhood, and then the neighborhoods connect, and then that neighborhood connects, and then that neighborhood connects, and pretty soon you got a section of town. And when they come for you, when the bullshit crap artists come for you in violation of the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights, when they come for you with the cordon and search, you know, old Solzhenitsyn had a prescription, didn't he? He was a Russian Jew. And when the Stalin and all of his, secret police and military and their militianaires and their MKVD and their this, that, and the other, and the KGB and the Czech, and whoever it was at the time. Oh, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. That was about, in those days, about 250,000 people, I think. 200,000 to 250,000 people. The quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and at every step of the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened after Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Okay? Harry Truman said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing a voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. That's what Harry S. Truman said. Well, let's stop living in fear. And while you can still buy a firearm, you better buy a firearm and get one for your cousin, your neighbor, or your children. All right? Teach them how to shoot. Because this stuff is going to go all the way around the horn. Wild weasel. Why? When you got Hybrid Austin. He's pushing all the stuff. He's sending all the stuff. Joe Beijing taking orders from the Chinese, who are taking orders from the Luciferians and the London bankers. Okay? And here's the deal. Earthquakes, you see, in diverse places, famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, all these are the beginning of sorrows. They're just the beginning. Now, this information from a deep background, allegedly coming out of Wright-Patterson, they've been doing training simulations, and they're training and practicing on a simulation where Russia attacks Ukraine and Red China attacks Taiwan at the same time. And in five different occasions, apparently, from inside the scenarios, the training games and scenarios, the computer games at the right pad, five separate occasions, the United States loses in the simulation. Because, you see, we cannot fight wars in two theaters at the same time. There was a time we could fight in three or four theaters, okay? But now we can't. And part of it was Obama, the Joker Tut, and then that old guy, what was the name of the Light in the Loafers Republican guy that ran, under goofball, Romney for the presidency, Paul, whatever his name was from Wisconsin. the light in the loper's twinkle eyes, you know, anti-Trumper, was all talk about the deficit, you know, and all that. And they put all that stuff on to scrunch the U.S. military out. And Trump had to fix it. Now they're going to cut it back again. At the same time, you got them committing it wholeheartedly to go toe-to-toe against Russia in the Ukraine. But apparently, the training simulation scenarios that are being done inside the U.S. military and in Wright-Patterson, and in that area, they do have cyber command type of capability, you see, so they have a lot of big computers there, you see. They're training that if Russia attacks Ukraine and China attacks Taiwan, basically at the same time, China will go second, all right, then we lose in that simulation. And they've run it five different occasions with trying five different ways and five different scenarios. The United States loses every time, and I'm going to tell you what you're going to get, and Putin said it again, if the Ukrainians attack his troops or the separatists in the Donbass or in the Crimea, okay, that is going to be the end of Kiev and suicide for the Ukrainians. And if the U.S. does any attacks with it, then the U.S. is going to get taken out. All right? They pop one or two up over the center of the country, knock out the entire power grid in 1 year. That cannot be just turned back on. We're not turning anything back on because the EMP goes all throughout and destroys all the substations, the wiring, the whole bit. All the digital, all the computers, the cars, most all of the cars will be out of commission. The bank accounts, the banking stuff, all right?
I've got a receipt here that said I had X number of dollars in the stock market. No, you don't. It doesn't exist anymore.
Sorry, all that wiped out. Oh, sorry, your bank account's wiped out. Sorry, no more Social Security. Sorry, no more of this, that, or the other. No more pension. None of it! Do you see why you'd better have some food, water purification, firearms, ammunition? And we ain't talking about one box of shells or this or that. You're going to need at least a minimum of 1,000 rounds for every caliber you shoot. And that would be a minimum. But whatever you can get, if you can only get one box, then that's one box. And then that's Solzhenitsyn's front porch, you see, regardless of who comes to your house to take your guns or to try to steal your food or to steal your family. Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. I had hope, and I asked Lord Jesus, and I asked, Lord, you know, help me to assemble the material to strike blows against thine enemies and to warn the remnant of what is to come and how to prepare. And to give me the scriptures and all of the things to do. And I thought, well, maybe we'll have a nice night tonight. You know, maybe I can just talk and talk real. But I can't. Because what's going on is not being discussed. That in and of itself is the telltale, you see. Nothing in the news. That means you cannot trust any of the mainstream TV news, Fox, none of it. They're not talking about the Ukraine. They're not talking about Taiwan or the Taiwan Straits. They're not talking about Turkey or Russia or the Bosphorus and how apparently we're going to send some ships up into the Black Sea. Putin says you come up in here, he's going to dead duck you, take you out, and that's it. And then we got the B-1B bombers down in there in that area. There are U.S. nuclear weapons already in that area. Already in the area. Okay. And more than what people think are in the area. They're on ships. They're on B-1Bs. You got I believe the British have got their strike aircraft, their bombers and fighter bombers and stuff
that can carry nukes. I think they got them in Romania, which is nearby. You got a whole lot of assets sitting in there. The French are threatening with their nuclear power, and they have nukes. So, what is it that's going to happen? If you read the Bible, if you get a red letter edition, I highly recommend it. That's when Jesus says something, it's in red. And I like the big print ones. I like the big print Bibles because that way you can look down and see it. And woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter and neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Oh, you know what I mean. It's just incredible. But you know what I always tell you? Go to John 14, and here's verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in you, or in me, and that the words I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works? Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, listen, listen up, put your stuff down and stop for a second right now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. That means the he that's believing on him. Are you believing on Jesus? Are you believing on Jesus out there? If you are, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, meaning that Jesus does, shall he do also. In other words, the he that is believing on Jesus will also be able to do the works. And greater works than those, than these, shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You see, this is a gift that Jesus gave to you. You need to claim the ability to do that. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, and his name is Jesus, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to know how he can, you can see Jesus? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them. This is verse 21, John 14. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. You want to know also what Jesus gave you? You know what else he gave you? Let's go to Luke 10:19. Or let's go to 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you. Jesus is talking to you here, if you believe on him. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You know, I never really started out to be a preacher, and I've sort of become one, and I'm glad I have, because I'll tell you something. I'm with the true CIC, and I know the true CIC, Lord Jesus, with me. And our Father in heaven gave his only begotten Son to wash your sins away. If you believe it on him, you repent of your sins, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he's going to wash you clean. It's the best deal in town. I don't care what you're doing out there. You're backslid. You're in this trouble, that trouble, the other trouble. You got faces that you see 24 hours a day because you eliminated the faces and you keep seeing them and seeing them and seeing them, whether it was in war or not in war, whatever the scenario is. All of the bad stuff, what do you got to lose? Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, he's going to start to wash you clean. But you do not have to. If there is an enemy of the Lord Jesus and they will not repent or they won't do anything and all they're doing is threatening you, then the Lord has given you power over the serpents and the scorpions and all the power of the evil one. Claim that power. Claim the gift. I mean, he also says, in a sense, you know, have the faith of mustard seeds. When you tell the mountain to move, the mountain will move. Man, that's like real big time stuff. But you see, we've forgotten all of that. All of that's been windled down by this one and that one and this theory and that theory and this division and that division in the church. Well, I'm going to tell you what, the devil does real good work not talking about the right stuff in pulpits, doesn't he? Not talking about the right things. Not talking about Lord Jesus. You can't talk about sin. You can't talk about Lord Jesus. I guess all you can talk about is prosperity teaching, you know? But I'll tell you what. Okay, I want to get something here. Yeah, I saw that. This is from my old buddy Crazy Horse. French press is reporting via their Twitter feed that Ukraine has ruled out an offensive against Luhansk and Donetsk. There is no confirmation from any political leader if this is true, it would mean no war. Well, let me tell you something. I saw that story this afternoon. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Although there could be wars and rumors of wars, but I will say this. There already been for over a week shooting the artillery, the mortars, small arms fire, all kind of stuff going up and down the line. We got the B-1Bs in there. We got all the stuff. The Brits got all their assets down there. We're going to move ships now into the, you know, through the Bosphorus into the Black Sea. And Putin, old Putin, he's got his Poseidon torpedoes ready, tested them. He's got the hypersonics ready to go. I don't know. Basically, you got your Presidente, Red China Joe, who stole the show. And the Chinese gave his son $1.45 billion. Don't you know? He said there's no Bill of Rights, no amendments are guaranteed. All right. Well, that would be the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, whatever. The Bill of Rights is gone. But I'm going to tell you what, that in and of itself is treason. All right. That in and of itself is going against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And Red China Joe don't have that right. So I'm going to tell you what. Solzhenitsyn has a porch thing, doesn't he? Harry Truman told you about the people that are going to do this kind of stuff. Here it is right here. U.S. warships to deploy in the Black Sea. All right. They're going to go through the Bosphorus, the Turkish Straits, they call it the Bosphorus, all right? And, you know, this is what, see what we got here. They will pass the Black Sea in line with the Montreux Convention. The ships will remain in the Black Sea until May 4th. See, I think that this war is supposed to start in May because they withhold all the information about it, but I think that as far as tank movements and stuff like that, it's a little wet and muddy down there in the Crimea and that part of the Ukraine. They're going to wait until May till she dries out a bit. But then the Russians have got all of their amphibious landing craft. But it's so stupid because everything is out in the open. So that tells me that somebody at the top of the food chain, fallen angels under Lucifer, you know, or the London bankers under Lucifer, are calling the shots on this whole deal. And this will all be part of the reset, the great reset, the changeover. You see, the IMF even, and thanks to my friend who sent me that, the IMF is now making loans within their own currency, not the dollars, all right? Although other people are saying, we'll sell, China, we'll sell you oil, but we're going to make you buy it in gold. Okay? No yuan, no dollars, buy it in gold. So this is going to be a reset. Total financial, in other words, everything you got in the bank probably ain't going to exist anymore. They'll blow this whole thing up and then rebuild it and reset the clock, and it'll be a world government under the, you know, Antichrist and whoever that appears to come to be, you see. But we have the Gog-Magog war, then there'll be a peacemaker. There'll be a peacemaker, you see. And that will be the AC, the Antichrist, who will be possessed or overlaid. And, you know, you read about the two witnesses and the whole bed and the wound of the head and all of that. But then he'll revive himself, you see. And it'll be miracles, and the Space Brotherhood will come in their ships, and, oh, they're here, you know, for whoever your particular Messiah will be. I heard Steve talking about it in Israel, a lot of the government, the old rabbis think it's this young rabbi, that he's the Messiah, okay? Because they discount Jesus as having been one. Even though he was of the blood of King David, in terms of the body, the earthly body, he was from that family. He was the king of the Jews. He came in on the riding the burro, or the donkey, the ass, came in on Palm Sunday. He performed the miracles. He did all of that. But they denied him. They knew him not, you see. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to see the Antichrist come to the fore. Are you forgetting about all of that? It starts out somewhere, and the way I was looking at it back in 2004, when Brother Quayle put me on the radio, first as a guest and then on the air, to take a portion one of the nights of his show back then. And then eventually he turned it over to me, and he said, Hawk, I'm turning over his show to, you know, my show to him, because I want to go do other things and do movies and to do the big presentations like down in Branson and the things like he's doing now, you know. And he said, I put giving it to Hawk because he understands basically all the different parameters of this stuff. But in 2004, we talked about on air, the first night with Steve as a guest, I was talking about back then the Gog-Magog War, and we went around the world, and all of the events that are basically taking place now, I discussed with Steve that night. We were that far ahead. We've been giving you warning for a long time. Steve's been warning you since the 90s. So it's not like it's sneaking up on you right now. And for those people who continue to prepare, there are some people that really are feeling more comfortable. And when you don't have
when you don't have the fear, you see, when you believe in the Lord Jesus, and he is your Savior, and you know that he's with you, and you're with him, and you know where you're going to go if you were to lose your life on this planet, you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. Boy, I tell you what, that removes a lot of the fear, because you've got your food, you've got your farms, you can defend your family to the best of all your ability, plus the true sanctuary, the true protection will come from Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. So now, Putin's saying if we go in there, in the Black Sea, it will now be a special signal to the Moscow people, you see? And I'll remind you, I mean, we don't know whether the Joker Tut, living in Calorama or wherever he's at, you know, in D.C., he could be running Joe Biden. He could be running the background, you know? Because a lot of the things are going that same way. Let's see, Donbass. Russia may resort to bombing Donetsk parade on May 9th to frame the Ukraine. You see, this stuff is going to go down in May, or it could go down any night. The minute something goes off anywhere, this thing starts all over the place. There will not be a place you can't do it. So what I'm trying to tell you is you need to have your general store, excuse me, in your own home. Food, water filtration, storage containers for the water that are transportable. Can be the gallon water jugs, can be stackable 5-gallon deals, or the water blocks, whatever it is. Get something that you can transport in. Also get something like, you put it over your neck, you know, and you put 2 pails or whatever, 2 buckets, and you go down to the creek and you get water. You can bring it back like an oxen, a yoke of an oxen, or like the old timers brought a bucket of water on each side of a pole, you know. So you can bring it back home, pour it into the Berkey, and you got some water to drink or to cook with. I also saw some interesting things that some of the fish antibiotics, if you've got fish tanks, quote unquote, wink, quote unquote, wink. If you got fish tanks and you have need of like amoxicillin or the zithromycin or the, you know, different things, the cephalexin or the ciprofloxacin or whatever it might be, the doxycycline, that some of the manufacturers of those are no longer going to sell to the fish tank antibiotic providers. Some of the factories may be closing, okay? So I would suggest you get that what you can. I would also suggest that with all these other things, that I would have at least a few of the squeeze tubes of ivermectin, the horse treatment, you know, that's really good for worming horses and all of that, but that's approved for U.S. treatment, and that doctor like Brody out of Australia has treated thousands and thousands and thousands of patients with ivermectin, and then in the lab and then in his own usage down there, he has found that within 48 hours that they no longer have, allegedly have, the COVID-19. So just to be on the safe side for your horse's health, I would get a Made in the United States ivermectin paste with the apple flavor, and then apparently it will help to take that out. If you have a good doctor or you know somebody in another state that where they still prescribe it, you might want to get some hydroxychloroquine, and some Z-Pak, but you can get the Zithro, from the fish tank people if your fish need the Zithro.
But those are things you could get. Medical supplies. You ever going to have enough of the, you know, combat blood soaker bandages or the sealed chest wound, you know, the big gaping chest wound bandage that'll seal the chest wound, or a tourniquets, or the little sewing kits, you know? The first aid kits, the surgical kits, and not just a little band-aid. I mean, the good stuff, plus the blood clotting chemicals and those kind of bandages too. Go down methodically on a checklist. Dare to prepare, Holly Dale. You can also go to standdale.com. They've got lists up there under Holly's section that were prior to Dare to Prepare, but that are good lists of medical, good lists of food and what to store and how much and all of that. Good lists of general purpose items that you need to have, tools, different things, whatever it might be. And start going down the list. Other manufacturer or other companies that sell you stuff, NitroPak, ready-made resources, all kind of people have their own lists of suggested things for you to have. Start to go down the list, cross them off. Write yourself up a list of what you need. And then I'm telling you, chunky soup, Progresso soup, meat, potatoes, vegetables, all in the same thing. Get you a few cans of, you know, pears or mandarin oranges or whatever it is on the side, you know. Get you other cans of vegetables. Start buying it stuff and get it wherever you can get it. Stack it up. Get it up on a pallet off the floor so the moisture doesn't get absorbed into the cases or the cans. And then when I talk to people that I knew back in the day at 9/11, but Y2K, I talked to some people who were high up in Allen Canning out of Arkansas in those days. And Allen Canning does high-end canning, a lot of it for restaurants, because the restaurant food is of a higher grade or quality. But they were canning, and so I asked them, I said, what about these dates on the top of the cans? You know? Are the expiration dates? He said, no. Those dates, as far as we're concerned, and we're told by the federal government, is that that is the date that we guarantee that the label on the side, all of the food values and the percentages of the different vitamins and minerals and all the stuff, that we guarantee that to be 100% of what's listed on the side for that number of years. But they told me at that point also is that that doesn't mean that the food has gone bad or that it has no food value. It's just that it's not 100% of what's listed. It might be 98%, might be 78%, 50%. Over the time, it might do good, but if it's not, the can is not bent or overblown or blown up, you know, how they puff out, or it's got leaks, or when you open it, it smells bad, or you see bad stuff in it, then don't eat it. But otherwise, you can put it in the gumbo pot, yeah, and you can stir it all up. Put it in there with the gumbo. Yeah, the big gumbo pot, you know? Because some point in time, you're going to have a nice, a big pot of gumbo while you're out and the rain is coming down. You're out on the porch somewhere and you got that there and the lights are off and you can see the glow of your fire. And then you have that gumbo with all the good stuff in it, you know. Maybe you had you a squirrel or maybe you had you a bird or a, you know, quail or whatever it put into there. Not Steve Quail, but, you know, a pheasant or a game bird, you know. Some seafood, some potatoes, all the stuff. Stir it all up in there. Get the warm food in your belly to fight and live another day. You want to keep old Hawk on the air? You swinging blows and keep old Hawk in the game, striking blows against the loose. And I hope you do. You're the one that, with the Lord Jesus, has kept me here for all these years. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Federal Reserve notes, little silver, gold, whatever it might be, a check. Send it there, and may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And bless all those who have assisted over the years. And you know, it's just amazing to me that I've been at this 17 years. Or we'll soon be 17, I guess. But what I've told you all along has been what the Lord has laid on my heart to tell you, and all of the scriptures, all the things I've been keeping you from the watchman's spot, trying to tell you what I see, what the Lord has told me to tell you, what I've read in the Bible, all the things, and there's no blood on my hands. There's no blood on Steve Quayle's hands. He's told you everything and warned you. I've warned you. And a lot of people, thank goodness, have taken the word of the Lord and what we've told you as watchmen, and you've heeded it, and you put that into place. I just wanted to let you know about some things here, too. I was looking at food. The food costs, you know, from February, the end of February to the end of March, overall, the food costs were up 2.1% in that month's time. Now, if you figure that out on an annual basis, that's 25.2% per year. So let me ask you this. Are you making 25.2% on your money in the bank? You may not be even getting that in the stock market. You certainly don't get it in a bond market. Over the years, gold has gone up like that. But if you're not getting that 25.2% per year, then you see what you need to do is to buy food now at the cost it is now and save that amount of money. You see what I'm saying? And have the food in case of the emergency as it goes down the line. So having the food on hand is a comfort and a blessing. And even if you can only get two more cans of Chunky Soup or a can of Progresso and a can of Chunky or whatever it is, a roast beef hash or, you know, beef stew or chunks of chicken or, you know, albacore tuna or whatever you might say, old Chef Boyardee in the can, whatever it is. If you have it now, you will feel better. If you can get long-term storage food, and I do emphasize that you can try to get also long-term storage meat, freeze-dried meat, freeze-dried breakfast, as well as just the carbohydrate stuff. There's a lot of noodles out there and spaghetti, but not as much with meat or protein in it. But get whatever you can. I also like the Yoders. Bacon, cans of bacon, you know. They last like, what, 15 to 25 years or whatever. Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's beef chunks. But you can also get at the regular grocery store. I mean, another thing I saw was that vegetable oil was up 8.7% in the 1 month. Vegetable oil. Well, do you need some vegetable oil? Do you need olive oil? Okay, olive oil will tend to keep better. It might get a little cloudy, but it's not going to go bad necessarily. Do you have lamps and lamp oil, like in Matthew 25? Because when the trucks don't run because of the EMP and all the roads are parking lots, you know, you can read the book One Second After by William R. Forstchen. Now, he wrote some others, but I like the One Second After, the very first one. set in Black Mountain, North Carolina, on I-40 there. Swanoa, all those towns, and the Montreat College up in the mountain there and all that. But what you start to get is that all the stuff in the grocery stores is gone and within an hour. People in the old folks' home die, all the different things. And after the end of a year, with an EMP taking out the whole bit, testimony that was made to Congress back a number of years ago, Trump was going to fix it with his infrastructure plan that never got there because the Republicans would not go along with him. That was to be part of it. They were going to harden the power grid. Now Biden's going to make you go to solar, but yet Bill Gates is going to dim the sun and all the volcanoes that are popping off, and any nuclear weapons or warfare that goes on is going to create that nuclear winter anyway. So you better have lamp with lamp oil. You better have your own food. I know I'm yelling and exhorting tonight, am I not? But that is what the Lord has laid on my heart to let you know. So wars, rumors of wars. But this is just all the beginning of sorrows, you see. The beginning of sorrows. You wait until you see what's going to come out of the skies and what's going to come upon the earth. Men's hearts will fail for what will come on upon the earth. And incidentally, anybody who's on Facebook, all of your information, your phone numbers, your address, whatever you've ever said on Facebook, all your relatives, all your friends, your picture, their pictures, all your favorite likes and dislikes, so the AI can, you know, take you over and understand who you are and punch your buttons, all the place you're going on vacation next week or that week, well, good, they can send burglars to your house and take it down, you see. All of that has been stolen. 533 million of them, I think. Well, is that the Red Chinese? It could very well be, couldn't it? Could be the Russians. The NSA has already got it, so that doesn't count. They have it all anyway. I would like to say this, too, is that the fact that Putin has already said if the U.S. attacks the Russians that he's going to take it out. And then, I was going to tell you and remind you about the Poseidon nuclear torpedo. Giant nuclear torpedo. He's going to use it to create a tsunami, nuclear tsunami. It's called the Poseidon. It's a giant torpedo that could travel thousands of miles undetected before swamping cities with radioactive waves and big, waves. No wonder fears over the Russian threat are growing, says Tom Leonard. This is for the Daily Mail. It was April 7th, 2021. A nuclear torpedo drone that creeps along the ocean floor, slipping underneath all the radar, all the different stuff, you see. And all of those things that are going to be coming to the fore, if they do that, well, then they don't even need Cumbre Vieja, do they? Although they could hit Cumbre Vieja with the Poseidon, knock the shelf into the ocean and make it look like it was a giant, volcanic eruption or whatever in the Canaries. But they could do that, or they could just go ahead and do the massive explosion with radioactive waves that come in. But if they hit the Cumbre Vieja shelf, the volcano blows there, was back in 2004. You remember there was like a thunderball attack or fight underneath the water that I told you about, where the Russians had people in there and they were planting nuclear devices in and around that area. And then some of our guys, SEALs and stuff, went at it under the water like thunderball, like the James Bond thunderball. And you remember I told you back then that there was continual messages. Back then you could listen to the HF traffic. Today there's virtually none there out there. There's a little, but not much. But you could listen to it back then, and they were making calls every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes for a certain unit. And that was the unit that was under there fighting the Russians. And then finally, eventually, the mighty man of valor came out of Puerto Rico and went up there and picked up survivors and took them to Puerto Rico. They took the SEALs to Puerto Rico and out there by the SEAL base, the Vieques, to get patched up. But you see, that was back then. I've gone down the road with you. I don't bring that up every 5 minutes. But in just thinking back on it, this Poseidon torpedo, they wouldn't even have to plant anything and just slip it along the floor, blow it up. There goes the Cumbre Vieja. And then bingo, you know, well, was it a nuke or was it the volcano? I don't know, but doesn't make any difference because we got a wall of water hundreds of feet high. Hundreds and hundreds of feet high that goes at what, 500 mile an hour or whatever it was, with the Swiss model for the Cumbre Vieja tsunami, and it would hit all of the east coast of the United States, would hit Europe and England and all of that too, but it would hit from Nova Scotia up there, you know, all the way down to the tip of Florida in the Keys, and hit that and drive inland, allegedly drive inland maybe 50 miles. Well, that takes out a large portion of the population. So don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Solzhenitsyn front porch, you know. Solzhenitsyn front porch. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and your spacecraft to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and those who would destroy the world in war. Fandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Picula Pool, buddy, you are just aces on that 338. But go see General Road and Track. You guys are fantastic. Take care of Phil. I'll be. No?